They were holding on the last line of Daf Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Gemara says again, like it says in the Mishnah, V'yein choytchen es ha'psilo lishnayim. You're not allowed to cut a wick from the nair into two, because it looks like you're making a mon, like you're making a kli. For the Gemara, Maishna besakin deloy. How come the Mishnah's mashmer not allowed to cut the wick with a knife in here? Why? To come a sakin mon, it looks like you're fixing up a kli. That's an issa. Like Rashi says, the Mesakin Mona, Achas Hoysa, before it was only 1 week, V'yoysa Yisashtayim, now you make it into 2 weeks. 2 weeks. So the Mora asks, Bor Namiko Mesakin Mona, why does the Mishnah say you're allowed to cut it with an air, with a fire, you're allowed to cut the wick into two? Look, it also looks like you're making 2 weeks out of it. So the Mora says, Tony Rebbe Chiyo, Choytcho Be'or, Be'pi Shteiners. That's that you're allowed to cut it with fire in the middle, it means that both sides are in an air. Like Rashi says, the pish teneris, noiser and shnei rosher b'terch teneris. The two ends of the wick is in two different like candlesticks, in two different neiris. Sim tzorach lahad likon kachas. If you want to light it like once now, umadlik p'emts, you light it in the middle. Loi mucha t'leskune mona mechavan. It doesn't look like you're going to fix the kli. Ela lahad lok, it looks like you're going to light it. So since you're lighting in the middle, and by itself now, when it breaks in the middle, each one comes to be its own nair, it doesn't look like you're going to make a kli, it just looks like you're lighting this wick, therefore it's mutter. Whereas when you take a knife to cut it in half, there it looks like you're making 2 wicks out of it. The Gemara says weiter, Omer Rav Nosin Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Moichten es ha'psila b'yomtev. You're allowed to like clean off the wick on yomtev. That's called Moichten. So Gemara asked the Kasha, my Moichten, what does it really mean, Moichten? Omer Rav Chanina Bar Shalmiyo Mishmei D'Rav, La'adu Yechushcha. But to take off the blackness. So Rashi says, Kishinas is Beroisha Pecha Mavira. When on the top of the wick, you know, sometimes it becomes a black spot there, like, if you want to knock off that black spot, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Rashi says, Laduye Lahostir, to take off. It's not called Tikkun Mona, it's only called making it light better, that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. But Tony Bar Kapor, we learn from Bar Kapor, Vov Devorim Nemru Bepsilo. There are 6 things that were said about a psila, about the wick. Gimel lahachmir v'gimel lahokil. 3 things were said to be machmir, and 3 things were said to be mekel. Lahachmir, what are things to be strict about? En goydle nois lachatchila. You're not allowed to twirl it together, like weave them together, to make a wick on yomtiv. En goydle nois lachatchila b'yomtiv. You can't twirl it together on yomtiv. V'yein mahavivin oysa bor. And you can't, like, scorch it once with fire. In other words, the way you make a wick good is first you light it once and then you take it out and now it can light very good again. So that's also called like a tikkun mona that you can't do on Yom Tov. V'yein choytchen oysa lishnayim. You're not allowed to cut the wick into two. It also looks like you're making a kli. These are the 3 things lahachmir you're not allowed to do with a wick. What about lahokil? What's the 3 things lahokil? Mimacho biyad. You're allowed to push it down with your hand. Rashi says tikkun kalach yadu. Like smooth it down and make the wick better in your hands, roll it in your hands, press it down with your hands, that's alright. V'sher b'shemi, you let it soak it in oil. V'choytcho b'or, b'pish teneris, like we had before. You can cut it in two if the 2 ends are in and there, and now you light the middle of it, it doesn't look like you'd be misakin a kli, that's mutter. V'yomarav nosin bar abba, omarav, asirei bovil, the rich people of bovil, you should know, yoredim gehenim heim. They're going to go down to gehenim. So Rashi says, they don't have rachmonas, they don't do enough tzedakah. Kiho di shapsoi bar marinus. Ikloi la bovel. This person, shapsoi bar marimus, went into bovel. Boyi minayu isko. Voloyoyvole. So he asked them, isko, Rashi says, choral is takil amachsischar. Like he asked them, help me out, give me a job, let me go into business, help me out with business. He says, voloyoyvole mizoini. And then, no, like this. Boy minayu iska, he asked him, like, give me a job to do work. They didn't give him. Mizoini, give me some food. Mezen namilezanu, they didn't even feed him. In other words, they didn't have Rachmanis on him, they didn't feed him, so therefore they can go down to Gehenna. Omar hani me'er of Rav kosi. These are the people that come from the air of Rav. Tiachsiv, because the Pasuk says in Devarim, v'nosam lecho racham nevrichamecho. That means, Kol hamarachem al abriyas, whoever has rachamonis, whoever has mercy, pity on other people, the yadua shumizara shel Avraham Avinu. Him we know he's a Jew, he comes from Avraham Avinu. But v'chol mi she'ein marachem al abriyas, somebody that does not have rachamonis, does not have mercy on other people, for Yadua, we know she'ena mizera shel Avraham Avinu. He is not from the zera, from the seed of Avraham Avinu. The Yomer Rav Nosam Bar Abba, Omer Rav, kol hametzaper al shulchan acherim is oilam choshech badai. Whoever hopes and waits for other people to help him out, that's called his metzapa al shulchan acherim. It's a black life. It's a hard life. Shenema, the pasuk says, noided hu lelechem ayo yoda. Like someone that has to come upon other people for his bread, it's like a black day. It's bad. Rav Chizdu Amar, Af Chayev Einam Chayim. His life is not called a life either. A person that has to rely on other people is not called a life. Tana Rabbonim, we learned in a price like this. Gimel, three people, Chayeyem Einam Chayim. Their life is not called a life. V'yelo Hein, Hametzap L'Shulchan Chaveroi. Someone that hopes and waits for his friend to help him out, to give him things. Omi Shishto Meshel Salov. Somebody that has a wife that rules over him. Somebody that has a lot of pain, the Yisurim are coming into his body. Someone like that's so poor, he only has one clothing, that's also Ein Lechayim. For Tanakam, what does Tanakam hold? No, he could keep it very clean. Even though he has one thing, he'll keep it very clean. He doesn't have to feel like he doesn't have a life. But the other people, their life is not called like a life. Mishnah says weiter, Ein shoivrin es acherish. You're not allowed to break an earthly kli, like a pottery. The ein choitchin hanir, or else you can't cut paper, litzlois boi meliach, in order to roast a salt fish. So Rashi explained, when you want to roast this type of a fish, like you don't want to put it directly on the fire, because the fire will be too hot to burn it. So around the fish you put some earthly kli, or else some paper. So you're not allowed to cut or break these things on Yonta because it looks like you're making a kli. Like Rashi says, Kishatzolin dogim, when you go to roast this fish, ala eskalom, shekern, a type of a fire pot, is choitchin kanim, oikashi, boilim, oishervin, chorosim, you cut something and put it around the fish first. Or you put it around the oven first. And there's an order that the fish should not come in direct contact with the hot oven. So, and it'll burn up the fish. Therefore, you want to cut these things to put it around the oven, around the fish. It's also to do on Yom Tov, like we'll see in the Gemara, because it's called being a sack in money, like fixing a kli. It's called you're fixing something. Vayta, the Mishnah says, V'yein gorfin tana v'kirayim. You're not allowed to clean out an oven, a tana v'kirayim, or else a pot range. Means if part of the sides caved in, and there's some like plaster there, you're not allowed to clean it out on Yom Tov. Again, because it also looks like you're a sack in money. Being good, can't clean out hatan of the kiryim, alba mechavshin. But you're allowed to just press it down. The Rashi says, "Mashkiven es ha'efer v'yofer she'cholik." You can just press it down if you want. Yeah. Then the Mishnah says, "V'ein makifen shteichovius." You can't put side by side two jars like two barrels. Lishboy salei masikadera. In order to put the pot of food on top of them, so Rashi says, "Makifen means mekarven zuei tzu, to put one next to another." And on top of this, like to put, like it's like building a little bit. You like putting the kedera on top of it. Rashi says, "V'or bein shtei hachovius," and the fire is in between the two barrels. There's a fire, so you're like making an oven, like a cooking place here. That in between the two barrels is going to be the fire, and on top you're going to put the pot. So you're not going to make this on Yom Tov. It's like building. V'yein semchin es hakedera b'bekas. V'yein semchin means you can't like put your pot on top of the bekas, on top of this wood, the chain bedelos, on top of a door. In other words, like Rashi says, wood, you only have a right to use wood l'hasoka for its ayimut for burning purposes. But for other things, it's like muksa. So you can't use these beams or these doors just to use to be samech to put the pot down on top of them. To, in order, not just on putting the pot on top, you want to be mishtamish, you want to use the wood for this purpose. You can only use wood for burning purposes and not for other purposes. You're not allowed to lead your animals, like to drive your animals with a staff on Yom Tov. For Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Matar. Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're allowed to. Even though you're leading your animals with a staff, with a makel, still it's mutter. And Tanakama holds no. We'll see in the Gemara why. The Gemara says, my time, what's the first reason of the Mishnah why you can't break this kli cheres, or this niya to be able to roast the fish? Mishnah to come a sakin mona. Because it's called you're fixing up a kli, you're like fixing this a kli to use to be able to roast the fish on. The Yangor Fintana Vikirayim, you can't clean out either on Yom Tov your tana that became a dirty from the plaster that fell in, or Kirayim, your like stove. Tony Rebbe Chia Bar Yosef, Kaim Mid Rav Nachman. V'miyef shel afoyt elim ken gorfoy. Let's say the only way you could use the oven now was only by first cleaning it out. Then you should know muta. Then you're allowed to clean it out even on Yom Tov. So Rashi says, Reb Yehuda, it goes like Reb Yehuda Shita holds that a machshiri oichon nefesh is also doicha Shabbos. So therefore, you're allowed to do this even on machshiri oichon nefesh is also doicha Yom Tov. Therefore, it's muta to clean out the oven if you can't bake any other way. So verses vayta devei suha de Rebbe Chiya, Rebbe Chiya's wife. Nofol lo aricha betanura b'yom tova. When she was using her oven on Yom Tov to bake like bread, aricha brick fell into it. So Rashi says it means chatzi levein, half of a brick fell off the walls of the oven and went inside it. So Omar lo Rebbe Chiya told his wife, Chazi look, the yanor riftum al yisabina. I want a very good bread. In other words, like Rashi says, Gorfe atani, you're allowed to clean out the tanner. In other words, since you can't bake it any other way, we hold like Reb Yehuda l'alocha, that even machshir yoichel nefesh, which were iyash la'sais from Erev Yom Tov, like here, it first caved in on Yom Tov, so she didn't have to think about Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to fix it up even on Yom Tov. Faita, Omalei Rav l'shmaya, Rav told the servant, Tovili baravza, go make me a nice duck, like roast me a duck, v'yizdohye mecharuchem, be very careful, it does not burn. So Rashi says, totally avos betanish etnuruim hoiktanim. And there was a small oven, and they used to hang it, the duck inside. And he told him, be careful it should not burn. So Rashi says, kolayim, what he meant to say was, goref es hataner. Make sure the taner is cleaned out first. It should not be like baking from before. So you see, also he held, you're allowed to clean out the taner. Goref es hataner is also mutter on Yom Tov. Omalei Ravina Ravashi. Ravina told Ravashi, Omalon Rav Acha Mehutzel. That he told us over that you, that Ravashi, Shakun Lem Taruna means, Rashi says, Avde Adone Tochin Svivois Kisei. That they used to put a lot of paste around the opening of the Tanur, with like cement, betit, Shloyete Choymai, in order that the heat should not come out of it, and the tzli inside should be done very good. So that's what they used to do on Yom Tov. Shakin le tanura, they used to like smear down, cement down the opening of the tanur with dirt like biyomatova. Omalei, so he answered back, anan arakta de pros samchinim. With seimach on arakta de pros, Rashi says, al svosha shapras onan nismochim, bedobish and onos rechim legabel tit, shesvas pras tit megubalu. In other words, this cement like we're using, we don't have to be gofer, we don't have to mix it up with the water and the cement on Yom Tov, because mixing the water into the sand may be a question of lash. So he said, we don't have to make the cement. It's like a ready-made, like the arakta, the pras, the ground that's near the nohara pras, that itself is very good dirt to use for covering it. So therefore, we're allowed to use it. In other words, to make cement, you're not allowed to make cement. You're not allowed to put the water into the dirt like to make it. That's lash. But if it was already made from before Yom Tov, then it's mutter. There's also Davka, so Rashi says, Ois osa bo simin, v'nitkol et sadach, you made a simin like it's not muksa. You set it aside, you know what you want to use. So the tsari miyasmo, you made a simin, you made a sign on it. And Am Ravina said, v'kitma shori, you should know, kitma means, Rashi says, it means like ashes, legovloi v'latuach boid lav bagibelu, to put water into ashes, and to use that to cover up the top of the oven, that would be mutter. Ashes is not a bagibul, because ashes and water doesn't get to a substance that's not called lush. So the kitma shari, to put water into ashes to make a mixture, in order to put that on the top of the oven to keep it tight closed, that's mutter, to do even on Yom Tov. Weiter, then the Mishnah said, v'yein makifin sheikh obvious. You're not allowed to put together two barrels together, and like it's like building, and you're putting the pot on top of it, and the fire is in between it. Omer Rav Nachman avonim shel beis hakisei, the stones that you use for beis hakisei to sit on, mutal litzadadun b'yom tov. You're allowed to move them around on Yom Tov. You can be mitzadad them. In other words, like these big stones they used to use, and you're allowed to move them one next to another in order to make like a sitting place that you could use for beis hakisei. So Gemara says, "Eisvei have a kashin." It's Eisvei Rabbi Rav Nachman. Our Mishnah says, "Ein makifin shtei chovius." You're not allowed to put like two barrels close together, lishpois alei masagder, in order to put the pot on top of them. You see, it's called building. So why over here by the basic kisai you're allowed to? Or Malay answered back, Shani Hosam, Mishum the Kovid the Holo. Over there, when you're putting the two barrels next to one another, and you want to put the pot on top of it, the pot is like an oil. That's like a roof on top. So when you're making the oil, that's also to do. Or Mashenkin over here by the Beis HaKis, you're not making the oil. You're just putting two stones one next to another that you can sit on top of them. So without you, like there's no oil, so then it's mutter. Or there's no like covering on top. Oh, Malay Rab, oh, Malay Rabba Zuto. The Ravashi, Ella Mayatif, so, Bon Itzter, Bobby Yomtif. If you want to build like a platform on Yomtif, to lay over the holo, you're not making a roof on top, you're not making an oil. Hochinami Dishari, you want to tell me like you're allowed to build? In other words, you want to tell me the only Issa building is only when you have a roof. And you don't have a roof, just two sides, there's no Issa build, binyan. So if so, you should be allowed to make a platform on Yom Tov in the case where you're not making the Rashi. The Itzba means kisein shel binyan le binyan v'tit. Like to make a chair, you should be allowed to make a chair then on Yom Tov. And we know you're not allowed to make a chair on Yom Tov. There's also an Issa binyan on Yom Tov. So how come? So Gemara says, Omalei hosom binyan kfa osra toira. Over there where you're making an Itzba real chair that's going to stay permanent, that's an Issa deraisa. So that there's no heter to do. Mashen came binyan arai, but in our case, where you're making this Beis HaKisei, you're putting the stones together, it's not a permanent sitting there. It's like osra Torah, it's not osra midiraisa. The gozer rabbonah, now binyan arai, mishum binyan kva. It's only osra midirabbonah, the rabbonah made a gzera not to make a binyan arai, maybe you come to make a binyan kva. For hocha, in our case now, by making a Beis HaKisei, mishum kvoidoi, because of the covet of a person, like gozer will be rabbonah. The rabbonah will not gozer. They let you make your Beis HaKisei on Yom Tov, which means you're allowed to take the two or three stones and put them together one next to another and in order in a manner that you'll be able to sit on them. So that's mutter to do even with the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan weren't geyser b'shem kovod hodim. Omer Rav Yehuda, hi madurta. If you have this madurta, a madurta means like a pile of bricks of wood. Like you want to make a big bonfire, so you want to pile up the woods, one on top of another, like Rashi says, Hesse Godel, a very big bonfire. Shoysen lefnei son, and make in front of the princesses. Kederach binyan, oysen like kecholim, the dalet ruchais, they put on all four sides, and they put the wood one on top of another. And it looks like an oil now. So if you want to make this bonfire, just setting up the woods on Yom Tov, is milmalo lamatashori. You have to do it with the shinui, a little bit different than you do on the weekday. There is, you have to go upwards, downwards. But milmato lamala rosa, from starting downwards, like normally, you put first the bottom brick, the bottom layer of wood. Then on top of that, that's also. That looks like derech binyan, that's also. So Rashi says, milmato lamala. Lesader eitzim shok solim tchila lasa saleim agag asurim. That's the derech binyan who, to do from down up. But milmato lamata lahaschot tchila min agag. First, like, make the roof. The wood going straight across on top. And then you'll hold up the wood, and then later first you put the woods on the side, like the walls, to hold it up, that's mutter. Since you're doing a shinu, first you're making the roof, and then you're making the sides, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. And the Gemara says, V'chein be'yosa, the same halach applies by an egg. In other words, when you want to put one egg on top of another egg to build them up, the same thing you have to put the top layer first, then the bottom layer, but not the bottom layer, then the top layer. Rashi says, "Beyim gasois hanesunois al pi kli chalal." If you have like big eggs that you want to put on top of a hole of a kli, on top of something else, so you can't aim a shivin as a kli. You can't first put the kli down and then you thought you put on top of them the eggs, but rather first put the eggs and then you put the kli underneath them. Now, what you can't do to say there of a binyan the way you usually build from downwards upwards. V'chein kederu, the same thing applies by a pot. V'chein puria, the same thing applies by a bed. V'chein chavita, the same thing applies by a jug. If you want to store one on top of another, you have to put the top first, then the bottom, but not downwards, upwards. Rashi says, v'chein kederu, or the same thing, shemashivin ha'beis chavyis. When you want to put a pot on top of two barrels, you can't first put the two barrels there, then the pot on top of it, but rather first put the pot and then put the two barrels underneath it. Same thing by a bed. You have to first put the top straight across and then put the legs on it. So the Moravaita. Tana Rabbonim, look at the price like this. Ein soimchin es hakadera bibikas. You can't hold, you can't be soimuch. You can't hold up a pot bibikas with wood. The chen hadelos are not a door either. So the Gemara asks on this, he says it can't be Samech a Kedera and a Bebekas, V'chein Bedelot. Same thing with the door. So Pashka means that he can't put a pot on top of the door. Fred Gemara Bedelot HaKodaitoch, like it's not a Derech, nobody puts the pots on top of the doors. Rashi says maybe a break. What it means to say is V'chein Hadelot. The same thing applies with a door. You're not allowed to hold up a door, Bebekas, you can't hold it up with wood. In other words, the purpose of using wood on Yom Tov is only for the purpose of burning purposes. It's l'mid l'hatzaka, to burn with. But if you want to use it for other purposes, to hold things up with, for that purpose we say the wood is considered muksa, and you're not allowed to use it for that purpose on Yom Tov. Tana Rabbon, we learned the price like this. Ein seimchen es ha-kedera b'vekas. You can't hold up a kedera, a pot, with a bekas, with the wood. V'chein ha-delis, the same thing, you can't hold up a door with the wood. Says clearly, because shloinitnu eitzim, wood was only given to be used on Yom Tov, only for the purpose of burning. For burning the wood, that's what the wood is aimed for that it's not called muksa. But for other purposes, to use the wood to hold up a pot or to hold up a door, for that we say it's muksa. For Rabbi Shimon Mate, Rabbi Shimon says no, like Rashi said, the less like muksa we always had. Rabbi Shimon is always makel on muksa, doesn't hold for muksa, therefore Rabbi Shimon is makel. The Gemara says, "V'yein manhigin esa behema b'maka b'yomtiv." Like the Mishnah said, you're not allowed to lead your animals with a staff on yomtiv. For Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon Mater. Rabbi Lezer Shimon says, "Yes, you're allowed to lead your animals with a staff on yomtiv." So the Gemara wants to explain what's the machlokes tolian. Lema, let's say Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon ki avu asirulei. That Rabbi Lezer, the son of Rabbi Shimon, holds like his father, holds like Rabbi Shimon Shita, the less lay muksa, that he does not hold for muksa. Therefore, you're allowed to use a staff. Face to have a meaner is what a staff is like wood. So you're not allowed to use wood like we had before, only for the burning purposes, but not to lead your animals with it. But according to Reb Shimon, that holds no, there's no visamuksa on wood. You're allowed to use wood for other purposes. So maybe that's why he holds. You're allowed to lead your animals holding their staff also. So Mora says, lo, no, that's not the machlokesim. Poho afilu Reb Shimon moide. Could be that even Reb Shimon is moide, even though there's no visamuksa upon the staff itself. There's a new issue why you're not allowed to lead your animals with a staff, with a stick on Yom Tov. Mishum de mechse command the ozo lechinga. Because it looks like you want to take it to the marketplace to sell it. So if it looks like you want to take it to sell it, that's why it's also to do on Yom Tov. It has nothing to do with the issue muksa. Even though like Rabbi Shimon Shita could be that the staff is not muksa, still you're not allowed to lead your animals on Yom Tov because it looks like you're taking it to the marketplace. So it's an issue to the Rabbonim. Right, the Gemara says, Chazro, that's like a bamboo cane, is Rav Nachman also. Nachman says it's also. Rav Sheshesh holds this mutter. So the Chuda Shalom, is there a lot of touch it or not? Is this called Muksa or not? So Rashi says, Naf Eitz Shuchad, it's like a sharp piece of wood, and you could use it to roast the meat on. So the question is a mutter or not? So Rashi says, Rav Nachman also, the Yontem Mishum de Muksa Ninu, Litaltol. It's a piece of sharp stick of wood, and you do not set it aside before Yom Tov to use to roast on. Therefore, it's muksa, it's not called the kli, you can't use it on Yom Tov. So the Gemara explains the machlokes like this. Beretiva, when it's wet, everybody holds it's awesome. Because when it's wet, like it's fresh, it's not ready to burn yet. Therefore, it's not called the kli, it's not usable yet. Therefore, it's called muksa. Keep ligu where the machlokes here be aveshta when this bamboo stick like dried out. So man the yosa, the one of Nachman holds its also amaloch lenit nuwe to melalasoka. You're only allowed to use wood for burning purposes. So therefore it's like muksa. The wood you only have the right to use the wood only for the purpose of burning, but not for the purpose of burning. You don't have a right to use the wood. And the Gemara says uman the shari, but the one that says it's mutter man the shari amaloch. What's the difference to use the wood for burning purposes, to roast the meat with, or to roast it the gechalto with its coals? So Rashi says, what's the difference to use this piece of wood now the way you want to use it? You want to use it as a spit in order to push it through the meat. So what's the difference between doing this? What's the difference to use it as burning wood, firewood, and then you're first going to roast the meat with its coals? Like, what's the difference? You're doing the same purpose now. Even if you hold this svara, wood is only set aside for burning purposes. But here, what's the burning purposes? That you'll be able to roast your meat with it. So this is also called roasting the meat. In fact, you want to use it as a spit to put this piece of wood into the meat to roast on. He holds it's all one tashmish, therefore it's mutter. Now the Gemara says, Ika diyamri, some say like this. The aveshta, when the wood is dry, I'll tell you, kuli amaloi, pligidi shari. Everybody holds from this svara that it's mutter. When the wood is dry, so since you could use the wood right now for like burning fire in order to roast the meat, on top of it, hua then you could also use the wood right now as a spit to use it to put it into the meat to roast the meat with. Ki pligi is, the omachlikas, I tell you, viriti vasai. When you have a wet piece of wood, the wood is still dry, it's still wet, it's still fresh, it's not so usable now to burn with. Man the Yosef Nachman that says it's also to lechazi lasaka, because right now you can't use it for burning purposes. Therefore, the wood is muksa, it's not usable now in Yom Tov. Well, man the Sharwi, the one that says it's mutter, omlech, I'll tell you, hechazi lehesegodu. No, still it could be used. This wood could be used for a big fire. If you have a big fire, hesegodu, it could be used. Even though the wood is still wet and still fresh, for a big, strong, hot fire, you put this wood in, so first the fire would dry up the wood, and then it could be used. The Gemara says, the maskonaris, the locher is, yavesh tishari. If it's a dry piece of wood, then it's mutter. Riti vasai osa. But if it's a wet piece of meat, wet piece of stick, then it's osa. Riti vasai, when it's wet, since it's not usable right now, we don't say that svara to say that. Since it could be used by a big fire, it's usable all places, no. Because usually you don't use it on big fires, use it on small fires. If a small fire is right now, it's not usable. You have to wait till the stick first dries out. Therefore, it's not usable for burning purposes. So for sure, you cannot use it for this purpose of using it as a spit to like roast the meat on. Dorash Rav Darshan like this. Isha loiti kones ledir eitzim. A woman cannot go into the deer eitzim, into the warehouse, where she stores the wood. Litum em ud. In order to take out an ud. An ud now, that's like when you're roasting, you're using an oven, that's like the wood, the stick you use to move around the coals in the oven. So an isha is not allowed to go to the warehouse where she has the wood. In other words, because those pieces of wood are like muksa, they're only set aside to use for burning purposes. They're not used for other purposes. So you can't take now a piece of wood there and use it for the purpose of a kli to use for the oven. But what about the ud shenishbaro? What happened to Ud? You had this stick that was prepared already from before Yom Tov, that you use it to when you bake with the oven. Now it broke on Yom Tov. Is also lahasika b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to burn this wood now on Yom Tov. Why? Lefisha masikin b'kelim v'yein masikin b'shir v'kelim. You're only allowed to burn a full kli. In other words, the kli, that's called the kli, it's not muksa. But once the kelim broke, you can't burn it now. V'yein masikin b'shir v'kelim. In other words, the svar is, now that it broke, it's considered like muksa, and mashma rava holds like Reb Yehuda, I think Gemara says now. Lememri, you want to tell me, the rava Reb Yehuda sirulei, that rava holds like Reb Yehuda shita, that he holds from the Issa muksa. If he holds from the Issa muksa, therefore, a regular kli that's not muksa, you're allowed to use for burning purposes also. Mashenka, a kli that broke now in Yonkib, now that it broke, it's not fit to be used, it's like muksa, you can't use it. So Gemara says, for Amar asked the question, for Amale Rav Lishmaya, Rav told the servant, Tovali Bar Avza, roast me a duck, for Shad Yumei Lishunra, and throw the insides to the cat. So, Chura, the insides, it's like Muksa, how are you allowed to throw it to the cat? Why isn't the Muksa the insides? Like Rashi says, the Meyesmo Mukhan Liyodim Hoya, for Leila Klovim, the Kobim Lohislam Nevela Mera Shabbos Asura. If you the sheet, there is like before Shabbos, before Yom Tif, this was aimed to use for a person, and not to give it to a cat. So how are you allowed to throw the insides of this of the duck to the cats? So Marin says, Kivon de Mesuachi me esmo daiti olavayu. Since if you leave it alone, the insides will get ruined, will get spoiled. It's like you never had in mind even yesterday to use it. Like you knew they're going to get spoiled, so therefore you had in mind to give it to the cats. Therefore, it's not muksa even according to Reb Yehuda. So therefore, even according to Reb Yehuda, in this case, it's not called muksa. All right, turn over.